Well, as I mentioned earlier, the agenda for the annual meeting of the board is traditionally, after we meet six times a year, we meet on the third Thursday of January.
Right.
Right, which is specified as the time that we meet. Most important is to organize the board in electing officers, including the chair, exec committee members, board officers. And now I'd like to turn to Susan, and typically we would have the precedence of reading the special order of business. However, we have distributed all of that to each of you, and with your agreement, I will dispense with Susan reading the general orders of business. If there's no objection. Okay. At that point, we'll move directly into the nominations. And the first nomination is for chair of the board, and I just have to comment, as Chris Kennedy said in this seat for 6 years, he said, this is the most uncomfortable part of the meeting. So I will yield the floor open to nominations for chair.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a nomination for chair of the Board of Trustees. And I would like to nominate you, Mr. McMillan, as chair of the board. Members of the board, Ed McMillan has served on the Board of Trustees since 2009. He is an alumnus of the university, earning his Bachelor of Science from the College of Aces, and is a graduate of the Credit Research Foundation Incorporated School of Credit and Financial Management. Ed is chair of the University of Illinois Research Park Board of Managers and past chair of the University of Illinois Alumni Association Board of Directors. Ed is also recently the chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. It's been great to work alongside him since I've been on the Board of Trustees for the past 5 years. And so I would nominate Mr. Ed McMillan.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hold second if you need a second.
I can't remember whether it's required a second or not.
It's not required, but it's fine to have.
Okay, we'll accept a second. Are there any further nominations for chair of the Board of Trustees? Hearing none, all in favor of the nomination of Ed McMillan, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you very much. And now the pressure is relieved, so I don't feel as like I do want to comment. We talked a little bit about this last night. It's such an honor to serve on the Board of Trustees, University of Illinois, and all of you know that. And it's a particular honor, but also privilege to have the opportunity to try to represent the Board of Trustees and all the conversations that Tim and I have, at least weekly, but sometimes daily. So I appreciate your confidence, and I will continue to try to serve as best I can in your regard. The next nomination are for members of the executive committee. We vote on each nomination separately in the order that they're nominated. It would be helpful if we could have a nomination for the first member of the exec committee.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Karen Hasera as the first executive committee member. Karen has served on the Board of Trustees since 2009. She is an alumna of the University of Illinois, earning a BS in psychology and elementary education from the University of Illinois at Springfield. She has also earned an MA in legal studies at the University of Illinois at Springfield. Karen is the former mayor of the city of Springfield, a former state senator from the 50th district, and a former state representative from the 100th district. She was also circuit clerk of Sangamon County. Currently, Karen serves on the Board of Trustees as the chair of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee, has served on the Merit Board, and is the new chair of the Prairieland Energy, Inc. I've enjoyed working with Karen as she has brought fresh ideas, enthusiasm, integrity to this board, and I am proud to call her my chair.
Very good. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further nominations? Hearing none, I'll move the nominations closed. All in favor of Karen Hasera as serving on the exec committee, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Karen, thank you again for your willingness to serve. We now have the opportunity to elect a second member of the exec committee, and I would open the floor to nominations.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate James D. Montgomery Sr. as the second executive committee member. Mr. Montgomery has been on the Board of Trustees since 2007. Jim Montgomery graduated with his BA in political science from the University of Illinois Navy Pier in 1953. He went on to College of Law at the University of Illinois to earn his JD and serves as a very distinguished member of the bar, where he worked taught many courses, including trial advocacy at the University of Chicago School of Law, DePaul University, Harvard Law School, and has presented many times at the Illinois Institute for Continuing Legal Education. Mr. Montgomery is the principal partner of James D. Montgomery and Associates in Chicago. Jim currently serves on the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee and is chair of the Merit Board. I have thoroughly enjoyed working with Mr. Montgomery, and I nominate him.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Are there any further nominations? Hearing none, all in favor of James Montgomery as a member of the Exec Committee, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Jim, thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. We enjoy very much serving, and I certainly enjoy serving with my colleague, Karen, who does a wonderful job and has great wisdom and has at least agreed with me once today.
That's a record.
Well, thank you both for agreeing to serve. Now we move to the election of Secretary, Comptroller, and Treasurer and University Council as the next order of business, consistent with President Killeen's letter to the trustees several weeks ago recommending the three incumbent in those offices: Walter Knorr as Comptroller, Tom Barrows as University Counsel, and Susan Keyes to be continued as Secretary. Dr. Keyes will serve as Secretary until July 1, that's 2016, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that Dee Dee Williams will be elected to serve as Secretary beginning July 1 of 2016. May I have a motion to approve the election of all of these individuals for a new term in their respective positions?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. You all have the continuing designation. Next is approval of the delegation of signatures, which is really to approve the chair of the board as signator and the secretary as witness to validate certain documents produced by the university. If no board member disagrees, I would like to call for a motion on these delegations of signature to these signators as a group and to instruct the secretary, Susan Keyes, to enter the resolution into the record. May I have a motion to that effect?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we approve the delegation of signatures and approve the chair of the board as signator and the secretary as witness to validate certain documents produced by the university.
Very good. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. And that part of the business is concluded. I will also have further conversations with each of you relative to your participation on the various committees, as far as committee chairs and committee involvement, and we'll release a full list of those committee assignments next couple weeks. So, and I appreciate all of you and your willingness to serve. You know, many times we think about the Board of Trustees and just this meeting, but I think many of you can attest there's a whole lot that goes on for trustees in their committee work outside of this meeting, and I really appreciate all the time that you all have put into those committee efforts. All right, before we go too deep into the agenda, I'd like to ask our very gracious host, Chancellor Emeritus, to briefly comment on the Chicago campus and serving as our host. Thank you very much, Michael.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, members of the board. It's my pleasure to welcome everyone at the University of Illinois at Chicago. And also it was my pleasure for you to experience some of the dissatisfaction that our graduate students have with the progress that we have made with our negotiations with the union there. It's good for the board to know what we are facing and what we are dealing with on a daily basis. I would also like to begin with a special welcome to the person that has convinced me that she will provide a quick solution to the dissatisfaction of the graduate students. Our new Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and Provost, Dr. Susan Poser, who will be joining us officially on February 1 as Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, pending your approval, of course, today. Susan's appointment is the result of a very vigorous national process, and everybody on campus is convinced that she has the qualification, the experience, and the vision to serve as our next chief academic officer. So, Susan, welcome. And also, I want to take this opportunity to thank Rick Giselson for his service to USC as interim provost, as interim chancellor twice. The term chancellor is dedicated to him, and we will make sure that it is his picture that they put next to the term in Wikipedia whenever Wikipedia decides to attribute the term correctly. And on a personal note, following 40 years of dedication to our community, in my own selfish opinion, one of the most important tasks of Rick was his personal guidance and support to me over the first few months of my appointment, which are usually the most difficult months. And I can tell you that I could not have asked for a better mentor and a better teacher, tutor, if you wish, of all types of UIC staff. We held our first fall university-wide commencement ceremony on December 11th, and we conferred over 1,100 degrees on that day. It was an honor for me and for the president to congratulate our students and to shake their hands as they walk across the states. By doing so, they are adding now to the social mobility index, the SMI, as they call it in the industry, of the University of Illinois at Chicago. This is an index that measures the success of a college or university by examining its students' economic mobility after graduation. Out of 931 universities evaluated nationwide about their social mobility index, UIC was number 29 in the country and number 6 among research universities. President Kalin, during the annual University of Illinois Foundation meeting in Urbana, quoted Andrew Carnegie, who describe universities as ladders of social advancement. Our social mobility index is a confirmation of our role as an institution that opens up a world of opportunities to historically underserved communities in Chicago and in Illinois. The work that we do make a difference, and Mr. President, USC's ladder is very broad and it runs deep into the lower stratifications of the socioeconomic structure of the country. With this in mind, I bring you our UIC dashboard report on tuition and financial aid, which is the package that we present. The report is included in your board agenda, and I have three highlights here worth sharing. Our overriding concern is everyone's concern at this point, the state budget and the political impasse that continues to make it impossible for us to plan for the future. This situation has real-life consequences for the institution and for all of our constituencies. And while we wait for the situation to be resolved, we have answered the president's call, and we are trying to find creative and strategic ways to cover the shortfall in public support. One of the options we have proposed, and it was part of the package that was presented yesterday in terms of the tuition, was a restructuring of our summer tuition and fees, and in many cases, the decrease of the summer tuition and fees at the University of Illinois at Chicago. We are confident we can achieve much better enrollments and fill bottleneck courses during the summer if we decrease our summer tuition on a per credit basis, and that's exactly what we have done. The fall spring schedule that we are used to serves an agrarian society, and it was developed based on an agrarian society, and by now we are moving in different types of economy. So we believe that this restructuring of our fees and tuition for the summer is a first step to a full-year model, as the rest of the world works around a full-year model. We do hope that the state will fulfill its compact with our students in terms of financial aid. Nowadays, you read a lot about MAP funding in the press, even in the Wall Street Journal this week. Please keep in mind when you read this that with over 8,000 students, UIC is the largest recipient of MAP funding in the state with over $32 million. So please keep this in mind as we go through this process. Finally, the last part that I would like to highlight is the average undergraduate debt. for our students at the University of Illinois at Chicago is just over 23,000, which is a large number, but at the same time it's 20% below the national average of 29,000 for publics and non-profit privates. Our default rates have also gone down over the past few years. We are currently at 3.2% default rate, which is below 50% of the average rate, which is over 7.5%. So this is who we are. Very proud of our placement in our social mobility index as we continue to graduate students who go on to create good lives for themselves and become responsible, engaged, and contributing citizens of our society. So thank you for all of your efforts as board members and for your support.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. First of all, Susan, welcome. We look forward to being involved. I have to make a comment about Rick Gislason. Rick and I have served off and on together for parts of the last 15 years, I think. And I think Rick has, kind of like Bob Easter, has retired at least four times, maybe more than that. And he always says, never again. And yet, Michael, he will rise to the occasion. Rick, I want to compliment you. I've enjoyed serving with you many times, and I appreciate you answering the bell many times for the university. It's quite a...
Thank you very much, Ed. And read my lips, never again.
As provost or chancellor, he has not ruled out athletic director, by the way.
I think one other thing I would just add, you mentioned about commencement and the situation with commencement, and I'd just like to encourage all of us as trustees. I know you're busy and I know you have a lot of things to do, but you've got an opportunity to attend one of the commencements. You have, what, seven or eight that are here, and have one in Champaign and one in Springfield. But if you get an opportunity to be a trustee and to attend the commencement, I think it's good for you. I think it's good for us as trustees. But it's really great for the students who are graduating, and particularly their parents, because many here in particular are first-generation graduates. And I just would encourage all of you to think about maybe finding one period that you can attend one of those commencement celebrations, because it's very worthwhile. And I know from my standpoint, it's just been greatly rewarding to be there and be a part of that. So thank you.